For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it. Amanda Gorman. Welcome to La Vida Poetry, hosted by Cecilia and Sofia of the Latin Babble Show. Get ready to experience talented poets on our monthly readings from all over the world. Enjoy! Hey everyone, and welcome to La Vida Poetry, presented by the Latin Babbler Show, a monthly series dedicated to the showcase of poetry and spoken word. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to listen and subscribe to the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, Cecilia Ortiz, and my co-host, Sofia Escalante from Bounce Back Bee Poetry. Say hi, Sofia.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? So I'm going to be sharing a poem of mine, just one for today. So the poem is called Pobre Diabla. My soul was ugly, bad temper, and almost mental because evil was having a hold on my heart, trying to tear my whole life apart. But believe it or not, I was never like this from the start. My soul was pure, caring, and so what? I didn't have a lot of people I can call friends. My life wasn't perfect, yet my mental health was in wealth. I just had a conversation with God. Said he loves the road I have ahead, but be cautious of these people you so-call friends. I'm quiet, humble, and always striving to grow, yet my face makes it hard to show. But when I smile, I've been told it's very radiant, and my big brown eyes start to glow. My head was stuck in the clouds, stuck in an ongoing dream. I deserved all of these amazing opportunities, I thought. Yet this magical feeling had to stop. The light and love I had in my heart suddenly encountered the devil, which made it hard for people to see the realness in me. The pobre diabla started to feed on my soul because she believed I shouldn't have a purpose to glow. The pobre diabla told me she was my best friend. No matter what, we'll have my back till the end. I started to follow along because she showed me a different world where they partied all night long. As I started to be like the pobre diabla, my friends were worried about me, explaining that this is not who I am meant to be. The innocent and bright me that I once knew was sadly starting to turn blue. But once I was starting to see the person the pobre diabla wanted me to be, I had to step back, think, is this really the person who I am meant to be? She usually feeds on the beautiful souls, those with hunger, ambition, always pushing to grow. But luckily for me, I was able to pull away. Sorry. But I was able to pull away. The pobre diabla wanted me to be like her. I still have a chance to shine. Although the pobre diabla was the curse, the feeling of having a friend never hurt. At the end of the day, I had to turn the other cheek and prove to myself that my future can never be defeated. So thank you, pobre diabla, for coming into my life as a blessing. You broke my soul. My wings started to open. Gracefully, I grew. And now you are out of my life. My lesson is learned. Until this day, I'm happy to say that my whole life turned around.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Sofia. That was very sweet.
Thank you. So thank you. Basically, like, everybody knows the song Pobre la Diabla by Don Omar. You know, it's a popular Spanish song. But I took a relationship I had with this girl, like a friendship, and everything that I've learned, like changing the way who I am, and just not really seeing myself for who I was. I just like took everything I learned and just, you know, made it into a poem. So, yeah.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
So we have Ito from Itotastic. Let me give a quick intro. So his poetry is serious. His endeavors centralize everyday emotions. The words engage and dance within conscious retrospect and protect, destruct, and resurrect the ego that is taking part in his daily distractions. He strives to be as anthropoid as possible. His artistry rides to the fringe and has been produced in the vitality of poetry while intersecting with deputy media, continuing to find new representation. Welcome, Ido.
Hello. How are you?
Hey.
We're so happy to have you back.
Yes. We had you on Clubhouse, yes. But now we have you on video, and I'm so excited to see what you have to share with us today.
So good to be here. You guys are so nice.
Oh, likewise. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to share with us today.
I'm going to share some of my new work, a credit. I'm going to share a poetic rant.
Okay.
It was written during 2020, in December 2020. I was thinking about getting the flu shot or not. It's called Sunday Morning Rant. Writing is based on a text written to Sally Imes in regards to the flu shot. Sidetrack, the text begins with a rant on what it is like as a poet and thinker. Amusing how writing is an accounted for as performance, how it is so conveniently abstracted, seen as icing on a cake, how painless it is to dismiss the exercise, daily abrasions, and duty as goings of youth. It prevails. Parenting efforts glossed over. I assume that as a librarian, you have a more deep-seated awareness of the many masochist intellects that concatenate not by choice, a consuming lonely pursuit of poesy, wanderers not adopting the secular current underground, incessant hours stacking, abounding lack of experience decorated as a social sacrifice, waking to a choking, clocking alarm clock, distressing at the commencement of every cock crow. It has never clocked in for. You are way too fast, too intense, jeopardized inside out. Outlanders remind, don't forget to exhale. Without words, they will chant, entertain me. One can say evolution is the continued acquiescence, the continued shedding through what is learned. Artists explain abstract human experience with veracity. It is life's work. Life's work. The misplaced hide behind abuse. It is easy to meet console for what others can't understand. I entrust that as a librarian, you may have a report with us, finding solace in this fracas, translating my Sunday morning rant. What are your thoughts on the flu shot?
Right? Man, that was very visual.
It was. It literally was.
And too. I was like, it was amazing. I've never actually put that much thought into the emotions that come with getting a flu shot. Mm-hmm.
Or the choice.
That's pretty dope. Thank you. Yeah.
So what I liked about the poem was like, you can also take it in a sense that you're based like every day as a writer, you know, like what your thoughts are and like how you can go about just like your everyday life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally feel that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What else are you sharing today?
Okay. I'm going to share two poems. this poem, the poems are called Contempt, and from Grove to Newport, I just moved to Jersey City, and I really like it here. I'm with my boyfriend. Oh. And
where's Georgia City?
Jersey City is in New Jersey, but it's like two stops from like Manhattan. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Congrats. Yeah, it's nice, but like taking the path to the city every day is different. And it allows a different kind of thought, you know, because it's a different train system. But then you exist in both train systems. So you get to see a variety of faces too. So I wrote, the second poem is called From Grove to Newport.
Nice.
Okay.
Contempt. Under your contemplate, the ally is my enemy. Shedding to what I was, roles are chosen. Ingles sin barreras. It strategizes to fit your requirements, Spanish Harlem. Ego bruised, I mimic an anger. Represent another number, transforming to your statistics. Ironically, you're merry, orbiting 90s caricature. And the second poem, hello. It's called From Grove to Newport. It's a short one. Next stop is Newport. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. I ask my back to stand clear. The doors are closing. I am barely breathing. Camouflaging for really living. Accepting social design, it is all a blur. Barely functioning, blending. Comparatively, she once slapped me. I was crying. She told me to have pride.
So was that reminiscent of someone?
It's like it's almost like I was working at a salon, and I was really like unhappy going to the salon. And there were like definitely moments where I wanted to cry, you know, and like, I remember like that going into like the train, I was feeling like numb, but I was feeling functioning because I was blending, because I felt like that's what I'm supposed to do. And then there were moments in which I did want to cry about it, because I'm like, you know, it's not, I don't, you know, I remember like the first time I had a boyfriend. When we broke up, I was crying, and I told my mom about why I was crying, and she had slapped me, and she told me, have some pride. So it's like, from Grove to Newport, I was just like, you just gotta get on with the day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
I see.
Okay. I was listening to you now. I was like, oh, who smacked you?
My mom. She's Spanish, so, you know.
Oh,
she threw chancla at me too.
I mean,
oh no, not the chancla.
I deserved it.
Okay,
let's be honest.
Right.
Yeah. Just like when I got stung by the bees, I was poking at them.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
Well, yeah. In that case,
we've all been there. We've all been there, so you know it happens.
Indeed, right?
Right. Yeah. Anything else you're sharing with us today?
Okay, I read another one.
I love your poetry, by the way. I love your cadence and everything.
Thank you.
It's just beautiful.
Really?
Thank you.
Yes.
I do.
Like, it has much life to it, you know? It's very visual.
Right. It's like you're being taken on a journey. Yeah. And you're kind of like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
ADHD, man.
I love it. Thank you.
ADHD, isn't it beautiful sometimes?
It is.
Yeah.
It can be. Okay, saying things. I have forced my eyes to become reptilian. Forced my body to be stiff. I wait for you, curious like a child, as if I'm told. Admire how little you'll give. I remain monotonous in these rehearsed scenes, faking monogamy in the hyperactive nature of my progressive thoughts. During these passing hours, I've cleaned the path, laying a fine carpet where you'll walk, give answers, pondering what I've studied like it's multiple choice. Perception gathered and led by the ego's experience. We believe this mirage. We've been here before in some lifetimes. Surface facing, barely lighting the small cluttered room with romantic red. I can hide, seek when I'm hidden. A dumb man never suffers. Ignorance was once bliss.
Why did that one just make it's me not like, done, emotional? But like,
yeah.
You know, millennial substance is fragile in existence with a time span of what is enough, fading away in a day's sunrise. Fearing what was obvious minutes before, when our eyes locked mutually, disarming the shields falsely protecting us. Us. That was my poem.
I loved it. I didn't know if the speaker yet, but that was wait. That was like, really what? Emotional to me. That was beautiful. You know, you want to tell us what that was about? Because I know what it meant to me. What that triggered in me.
Yeah. That one. I wrote that one because I was kind of like seeing someone, but I had met them through Grindr, which is not the place you want to meet people. Maybe there are success stories, but for me, it was kind of like not the greatest point in my life personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was just something about him that was just kind of like I couldn't really break away from my own wall and then from their own wall that was there. So that's where the poem started, where my eyes have become reptilian and I have forced my body to be stiff. And then it ends with like the line, when our eyes lock mutually, disarming the shields falsely protecting us. Because, you know, it's easy to build on and off like the armor and the shield, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of what it triggered.
Yeah.
What about you, Sophia?
Yeah, so when I heard you speak the poem, like, to me, like, it was, I was imagining like a relationship, kind of like in a way, like being secretive, you know, like sometimes you have to hide your love, or maybe in a way also about identity.
Yes,
that's basically what it triggered in me a lot of.
Yes, but we all have those walls, and poetry does not.
Yeah, right. It made me emotional. I don't know why, but it did. I think it was because it was reminiscent of a time where I was
ready. Yeah, but it's healing.
Yes, it is.
It is. It is very cathartic.
Thank you.
Poetry is so beautiful, the catharsis that comes
in. Yeah. Because then you're not alone.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're not alone. And, right. You know, that's the beautiful thing about it. The thing is that, like I said, poetry is serious. I think we all know that poetry is serious. And I think, like, a lot of the other art forms, in my opinion, is very humble. But, you know, words are used every day. And it, and poetry is not like the other types of literature. It is art. It is art form of literature. So the other art forms can hide in the ambiguity of not having the words. And maybe they do in some ways, but it's like poetry is very serious, but it is also the most healing. And it is the most personal, and it is the most, like, so intimate. And
Yes.
Exactly.
I think that's why I'm addicted to it. Because it's just, like you said, it's very cathartic. It's very serious. It's also very beautiful. Yeah. And it makes you see things, all emotions, from a whole different perspective.
Yeah. And it really does unite us in many ways.
It does.
Ways.
Yeah.
Because the human experience is shared by all.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree with that. Yes. It doesn't matter what our background is. The emotion is there.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I'm going to cry. Thank you for sharing that, you know. Thank you. I try sometimes.
You are so nice. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any other that you want to share with us?
These are my books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You wrote those? Nice. Where can we find
them?
They're
on Amazon. You can look me up, Edotastic. But, like,
okay.
I don't know. I really think that they're awesome.
If they're anything like your word, yes, of course they are.
You know, you just gotta know it. Like, I don't know. I just, and a lot of my work is on, all of my poetry is unedited. I don't edit it because it's raw expression, so I don't edit.
That's beautiful. I'm gonna read.
That has lingered on his skin, like the frozen epidermis, loaded unto the vessel, underneath the bustlings, ins and outs of stolen nights. It is claimed in the shadows of his signature. His name repeated once in vain. Softly spoken with quiver silence, as if this thought persuasively written was free will, was given choice. That's my phone.
Word. You want to tell us what that was about? That one's beautiful too. They're all beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
So I can find the books on Amazon, you said?
Yeah. This is this from He Was Here. And then I have effects.
Oh, I love the artwork too. Did you do the artwork?
No, I support artists. Mm-hmm. One of my life mission to support other artists. I think it's important, like, you know, just to support artists.
Right. And I totally agree.
Not just the artists in the textbooks, not just the artists that are on ticket holders, like artists that you know and artists around you. Those are coming out of school. These are my people I know. They did the covers. Amazon.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Edotastic. He Was Here in Effects. That was by my friend Gwendolyn.
Okay.
I met her working at Trader Joe's.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And this was Richard, a person from Jersey City, from Jersey. Okay. I met through Instagram. So support local art, support people that are around you, get to know.
Amen to that, Ido.
Yeah.
Yes. That, man, this is dope. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Every single time we do these recordings, it's like going to church. It's like, I feel like
I'm so
renewed every single time. So you want to close us off, yeah. Sophia?
Ido, thank you so much for joining us. Any upcoming works in the making that we should look forward to?
Yes. If you are ever in Jersey City or want to come by, I'm going to plan a show out in the next few months. Working on things, but Accredit is the book I'm working on.
Okay. Accredit?
Accredit.
Nice.
Okay. And then you perform in Jersey City?
Yes, in Manhattan, and I just performed in Southampton. Mm-hmm. I did my first visual art show, nice. So I'm excited. It was in Shinnecock, the Shinnecock, which is a Native American reservation, but most people would just not know that. So it's very near. A lot of some of that land belongs to Shinnecock too.
That's nice.
Dope, yeah. Well, we're in the Bay Area, so look us up if you're ever here. There's tons. I think Sophia is performing in two weeks.
Oh my God, I want to go and see you.
Yes.
Where is the Bay Area?
Yeah, San Francisco,
right?
Yeah, it's by San Francisco.
So, oh, my God.
We're maybe 20, 30 minutes from San Francisco.
I want to come.
You should.
You better come. Look us up. Bay, you got our come. IG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just for a layover.
No.
Yes.
Yes. What's it called? Sophia knows San Francisco.
I do. The back of her hand. Actually born there.
What? I bet. You got it going on.
Thank you.
So, we have 3 books coming up. And do you have a website or a place where they can go find your works?
So, my website is edotastic.com. It's going to be up next week, Wednesday. I'm transferring domain. It takes 5 to 7 days. But it'll be up. Edotastic.com. Other than that, I have at Edotastic, which is EDOTASTIC on Instagram.
Like fantastic, but Edotastic.
Yes.
Dope.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Ido. This was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are so beautiful and so nice.
Hello, you're so sweet.
That made my day. Thank you. Let's all just have a group hug.
Yes, so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh my God, such love. Thank you so much.
Okay, everyone, thank you for tuning in to our monthly series of La Vida Poetry. Follow us on Instagram at La Vida Poetry and turn on your notifications. Go to our website at latinbabbler.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel to catch a video of this session. Thank you once again to Ido for sharing with us tonight. See y'all next time.